Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray, gives you the fastest decongestant possible. If you take Tylenol instead of aspirin for headache, now you can get the exact same relief with Daytrill and get a dollar refund besides. Buy Daytrill in the 100 or 250 tablet size and Bristol Myers will refund you $1. Send name, address, and Daytrill carton to Daytrill, Box 836, Farmingdale, New York, 11735, and get a dollar back. Offer good on one bottle only. Expires April 30th, 1976. So try Daytrill now and get a dollar back. Did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Van Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day. The longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical yet so effective.
Dad, the phone's ringing.
I heard it.
Well, answer it, darling.
Oh. Hello. Yes, Ned Benson. What? My God, it's Paris calling.
Oh, it must be Tony.
He ought to have his head examined. Hello? Hello, good morning, Tony. Yeah, oh, no, you didn't disturb me. I was just sound asleep. Hell, I know it's 1:30 in Paris, but it's only 7:30 here.
Be gentle with him, Ned.
Yeah, my wife says to be gentle with you, but I should warn you, I never give legal advice before I'm shaved. No, I haven't anything to tell you yet. I'm looking at the divorce laws. Well, at this point, I'd say go to Russia, tell Tavares you don't want to be married, and you're free. Of course, it won't stick in Kansas. Well, that's a joke, Tony. What's the matter? Kate? Well, that's Holly's department.
Give me the phone, Ned.
Of course, I'd be glad to make Kate my department, but Holly's a bit Victorian. One man, one wife.
Oh, Ned, stop teasing that poor man.
Oh, Holly's getting maternal, Tony. I'm working on your problem. And by the time you get back, I'll have a good divorce lawyer for you. When are you coming home? Right. Oh, here's Holly.
Good morning, Tony, darling. Oh, of course you didn't disturb us. Ned should have been up hours ago.
Oh, wait a minute.
Ned, I'm talking.
Tell him you haven't even gotten up to fill my lunch pail.
Tony, dear, what can we do for you?
Tell him the cost first.
Oh, that's Ned, Tony. He really should sleep through the winter months. No, I haven't seen Kate. What, if she's left town? I don't know. It's... Oh, be reasonable, Tony. I can't ask her what she's doing. She's a grown woman. Yes, I see. All right, dear. I'll call her. You'll be home in a week? Oh, of course. We'll be glad to see you.
Yeah, tell her we'll warm the ice cubes for him.
Tony, I'll call the studio club later and see if Kate's gone. Now, just stop worrying. Have a lot of success, darling, and love from us both. Goodbye. Oh, poor Tony. Yeah,
for a guy who thinks he understands women.
Not this girl, apparently. Kate's left town without telling him.
Well, Tony knew she was going away. He even told me.
But he didn't know when. He called the studio club from Paris last night, and they told him Kate had gone on the wings of the wind.
Oh, boy.
Well, you don't talk to Tony like that. He's seething.
If Kate really wants the guy, she couldn't handle him better than she's doing. Now, women have been throwing themselves at Tony for years.
But he's in love.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, Ned, you're so cynical.
Comes from reading the alimony laws. I better go shave.
I'll get up, too. Oh, Ned.
Yeah, what now?
I never told you, did I? Eric Pomeroy called me 2 days ago to get Kate's phone number.
Well, now, there's something you can work on, Holly. He's free, the right age, and looks like a Viking.
But there's something very odd about his family.
There usually is.
Oh, very old, part British, last of the line sort of thing. He lived in Jamaica the first years of his life.
How in blazes did you find that out?
I talk to people, darling. But he is certainly not for Kate.
Honey, just use that crystal ball to make me some coffee, will you?
Yes, darling. You know something, Ned? I don't think Tony is going to give Kate up, no matter what happens. There. Oh, I'm all ready. Oh, Trudy, thanks for letting me stay in your apartment last night.
Oh, any time. Hey, you're taking only one bag, Kate?
Well, that's all I need. This isn't exactly a pleasure trip.
Oh, I wish you weren't going alone.
Trudy, I want to.
Well, that's what you keep saying, but... Well, I haven't said this before, and it's too late now, but it doesn't make any sense to me, Kate.
I know. The past 3 months haven't made any sense to me, Trudy. Ever since that day Stephen Wolfe walked into my life, and I learned I didn't even know my own husband.
Your husband wasn't the first man to live 2 lives.
Oh, but all those days sailing with Tom off Jamaica, that I thought were the most beautiful in my whole life, and I was just being used as a cover-up.
Kate, you think going back down there really can help anything?
Oh, I wish I knew what would really help. I wish I never had to hear the word drugs again. You know, Stephen really believes Tom was trafficking in them and left some hidden down there. I don't intend to look for them. I don't even really want to believe it.
Tell that to Stephen.
He's obsessed. I think he's even unbalanced over this idea of some hidden fortune. But, Trudy, there is something down there.
What?
2 lost years of my life. That's what I want to find. Everything I didn't know about Tom, including the girl he knew at Glory Point.
Oh, Kate!
Her name is Francesca. Trudy, it's time for me to go.
This is your roving reporter, about to interview a nose.
How do I look?
You're not on TV, Nose. This is for radio.
But how do I sound?
Pretty stuffy. Why don't you use 4-Way nasal spray?
Is 4-Way the leading brand?
Not yet, Nose.
Then why should I use it?
Because you can't buy faster decongestant relief than 4-Way nasal spray. And 4-Way can cost a lot less than the leading brand. A lot less. Here, just follow the directions.
Hey, that's a blast. You can interview me now.
Thanks, Nose, but I just did.
As anyone knows, hair is only as beautiful as the condition it's in. Natural Wear Miss Clairol shampoo formula conditions while it colors, makes your hair healthy looking and manageable while it adds natural glowing color that covers gray. And it's so easy to use. Just shampoo it in for fresh young color that stays color true week after week. For conditioning hair color, the best it can be, at any price, Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be.
Passport, ma'am?
Oh, yes, here you are.
This is Thomas Wakefield. Oh, we have a message for you, Mrs. Wakefield.
Here?
Yes, you were paged a little while ago. You didn't answer it, so it was left here.
Oh, what is it?
You were called to the main information desk, but it's a little late for that now. Most passengers are on board.
I don't have time to go back?
I wouldn't advise it. It's quite a way. Please give your handbag to that young lady at the security desk.
My handbag?
To test for metal objects.
Oh, of course. They didn't do that the last time I went to Jamaica. No, but that was several years ago.
We test everybody today.
It's a good thing. I'd like to wait here just a few minutes in case there's another message.
Well, it's up to you. Your passport, sir?
I'm not boarding. Hello, Kate.
Eric Pomeroy.
You do cut it close.
Traffic. We stalled on the bridge. How did you know I was leaving this morning?
I called your office and learned you were gone, so I figured you were taking the morning flight. I'm flying out of here on business in half an hour myself, so I took a chance.
Oh, and you left a message for me, then?
I've left messages all over the airport.
Well, that's terribly nice. But why?
I asked myself that. Look, let's stand over here out of the way.
They've been boarding for 20 minutes. That man at the gate has his eye on me right now, so we don't have much time. Eric, is anything wrong?
There must be, or I wouldn't worry about
you. Oh, come on, Eric.
It's my conscience.
That's what you said 2 days ago. Now, why would your conscience be bothered about me?
I can't even explain that. I got up this morning and I said to myself, I've got to see her before she goes.
That's very sweet of you.
No, it isn't. It's pure self-interest. I tell myself she's going to Glory Point. Nothing can stop her.
That's right.
I tell myself it's none of my business.
And maybe that's right, too.
Then I tell myself, you heal, you know the place, you know the house, you know Lewis Pomeroy. You've got to warn her.
Eric, you did. You warned me that I wouldn't like Mr. Pomeroy. But he's not going to eat me.
He is capable of being extremely rude.
That doesn't bother me.
If anyone starts looking around the place, he's capable of being quite a bit more than that.
Eric, I have to board this plane within 3 minutes. Now, what are you trying to tell me?
I had to make one last effort to talk you out of this obsession to go to the one place in Jamaica that might be dangerous.
Don't worry, Eric.
Is anyone meeting you?
No.
Where are you going first?
Let's see, to a hotel in Kingston for the night, and then I'll rent a car and drive to the West Coast tomorrow.
Alone?
Eric, I've been there before.
I'll have to ask you to board the plane now, miss.
Oh, yes, of course. Eric, thanks for seeing me off.
Let them know you're coming, and don't get there after dark.
Eric, I do have one question to ask. Is there anyone living near Glory Point named Francesca?
How did you... It's obvious that you're already deeper in this than you should be, Kate. Be careful. Please, be careful.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.